Hello and welcome to the Outlander Sasnack Fan Podcast. I'm Ajlyn.
I'm Gracie.
And it is just a podcast where we talk about the latest news from the Outlander world or whatever's going on with Diana Gabaldon or whatever we feel like it. Right, Gracie?
Yeah, so today we're actually going to be doing this thing that has been circulating on Tumblr. And it's just an Outlander questionnaire where we're going to tell you our favorites and least favorites as far as a whole bunch of stuff we're going to get into. This was originally on the Outlander series Tumblr, so props to her.
Yeah, shout out to her. She's awesome.
Yeah, totally. All right. So the first thing is to name your favorite novel of the series.
Okay. I would say probably Voyager.
Yeah, definitely. That one's my favorite too. And I think it's because when it comes to Voyager, it's like the largest book, right? Well, it's not the largest one, but it's the one that has like the most action.
Yeah.
And so much happens. And when I finished reading it, I didn't feel like I'd been reading it that long. So, not to mention it has some of the best scenes in it, like the print shop scene, which I really hope is going to be part of season 3.
I think it is, because I actually saw something on...
Oh, yeah, we saw the printing press.
Yeah, so it's... I think it's... They'd have to put it in. They just would have to. You know.
My whole thing is, I hope that it's like 90% accurate as far as the book is concerned, you know? Like, it's one of those scenes that are so iconic for the whole series that if they were to mess it up, oh man, I would be so upset. I want them to faint and everything.
I want to see the part where, you know, they're sitting on the bed and they're... Claire is showing the pictures to Jamie, and it's that moment where they're kind of, they've had that moment where they can't believe that they're in each other's presence, and you know, it's just kind of, it's like that connection that is, you know, starting to happen, and that, you know, it's starting not to wear off, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Like, they've been separated for so long, so now that they really get a chance to have some closeness after so long apart, just melts your heart. Ugh, man.
I couldn't have said it better than myself, because I barely could say it.
It's okay. We're both tired.
Yeah. So that is definitely my favorite novel. Now, the next one is least favorite novel. And that one for me is Fiery Cross. I'm sorry. I hate that one.
Again, the same.
and that one, I mean, the thing that I found with Fiery Cross is that I actually stopped halfway through. I was listening to it on an audiobook. I stopped it for 6 months, and that's why it took me 2 years to listen to all eight of them. Or no, all seven, because the eighth one hadn't come out yet. But that's why it took me so long, was because I stopped 6 months into The Fiery Cross, where I had had enough. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then I finally, like, I pushed myself through it, and I just fucking did it, you know, 6 months later.
Yeah, I'm still reading that one.
Oh, good Lord.
it's my least favorite. It's not that it's bad. It's just that it seems to be a lot of filler, you know. It's a lot of the everyday life, a lot of the mundane. You know, I mean, for like the first 150 pages, it's just one day. Yeah. You know, and man, I don't know. It's just my least favorite to get through. Like, I had no problems getting through the first four. I read those within the space of a month. But this one has been taking me forever. So right now it's my least favorite.
How long has it been taking you to read it so far?
Shit, 3 or 4 months now.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and it's because I've been busy too, and it's just not holding my interest. I've actually read a couple other things. So,
Well, you better push through because the ones, on the other side are actually quite good.
yeah, I know. I was told that was the hump book. You gotta go over that one, and then you're good to go for the rest of the series,
Yep.
So I'll get through it eventually.
Yeah. Now, oh, actually, you go.
Okay. Favorite character discounting Jamie and Claire. They
Ooh.
don't count. Or Roger and Bree. They don't count.
The worst. I would say probably Missale.
Yeah, I like her, but actually, I'm gonna go with Fergus,
Yeah,
which
Fergus
is
too.
husband.
I like Fergus too. They're just.
Fergus to me is just like the ultimate. He's like one of Jamie's kids, Like we have young Ian as kind of a surrogate son for Jamie, but Fergus was his adopted kid too. Like there's no denying that Fergus is Jamie's son in every way except blood. And he's just, oh man, I love him, even though he gets himself into some trouble.
Yeah, he definitely does. Yeah, and I mean, there's so many other characters that I love as well. Oh, shoot. This is kind of spoiler, especially for Gracie, but the
It's fine.
well, I'm not gonna say who she is, but the young lady that young Ian starts seeing and ends up marrying. I like her a lot too. I think she's,
Rachel.
yeah, Rachel. You already know
Yeah.
about her? This is bullshit.
The internet's dark and full of spoilers.
Apparently, apparently. Yeah, anyways, I really like Rachel.
Misquote,
I
Missandra.
was also really I liked another I tend to like the female characters. Being female, I tend to relate to them a little bit more, but yeah, I also liked this other character that was in, I believe, Breath of Snow and Ashes, but she ended up dying because of like she was murdered in it.
Well, don't tell me. I don't know anything about that one.
Okay, well, yeah, I won't.
If I were to say another favorite character that was actually female, I would probably go with Jenny. And Jenny's one of those characters that's really polarizing. Like she does some stupid stuff, She's very hard-headed, but at
Like
the
her
same
brother.
time, yeah. But at the same time, I can't help but like that tenaciousness about her. Like she sticks to her guns and she don't give a fuck. She's like a honey badger.
Yeah. So, who is your least favorite character?
Ooh, this one's tough. Let's see. I think I'll go with Bonnet. Yeah, I'll go with him. Just
Strangely,
because.
I kind of like Bonnet. I'm a weirdo.
Well, okay, I would say the Duke of Sandringham, but he's just so freaking charming that even though he's awful. And then Blackjack Randall, he's not charming, but there's something very human about him, even though he's disgusting.
Yeah,
Whereas Bonnet, I just don't like at all, so that's gonna be my least favorite.
yeah, I mean, I just find with Bonnet, he's, I don't think, I think I liked him at the beginning, even though, like, he, he fucks over Jamie and Claire. But, like, after the thing with Bree, that's when I was like, oh,
Fuck
ugh.
that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. He's the worst. As for, like, least favorite characters, there's. That's the thing. I don't want to spoil because, like, I have a least favorite character that's in, like, a
What
late.
about Leary?
Yeah, but I always felt bad for Leary. I mean, everybody kind of, puts her in this box of being like this she devil that, she's the worst ever. And I mean, she does get kind of bad in book three, like, kind of worse. And you're like, oh, Jamie, what the fuck? What the fuck? Come on. But I just felt really bad for her because unrequited love, you know, kind of sucks. And also, I feel like the people that she married before Jamie, or the guys, I don't think they treated her well. I think they kind of like abused her and stuff, right? So yeah. I think even that's why. Yeah. So I can't hate her because she's a product of, you know, what has happened to her. That shit does happen, right?
Okay, so if I were to narrow it down to the first four books.
Okay.
Which one? Which character is your least favorite out of those four books?
Bonnie Prince Charlie. Fuck that guy.
You're right. Fuck that guy. I didn't even think about him.
The worst. Like, Martin, and he just got so much worse in the TV show. Like, I was like,
I know.
No.
That's what's so interesting about it. It's like, I didn't really think that much of him when I was reading the book, but watching him in the flesh, you know, Andrew Gower did a fantastic job of making him the most annoying piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, in the books, so, like, I kind of, like, I was like, oh, he's kind of a piece of shit. But, like, he was a real piece of shit in the show where it's like, oh, God, that's Bonnie Prince Charlie. God, the worst.
Fuck me.
Fuck that. No. Mm-mm.
All right. Sorry. So, what is your favorite thing about Jamie? Like, what's your favorite quirk or personality trait?
I think his strength.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like his sense of humor. We don't really get to see it in the show, which I think is, like, such a tragedy because his sense of humor is probably the best thing about him in the books. I mean, I've literally laughed out loud, hard, tears coming out of my eyes at some of the stuff he says, you know? Like, one of the things I really wanted in the TV show was where he comes home drunk from a meeting with Bonnie Prince Charlie. And, you know, Claire's like, you're pissed drunk. And he's like, no, I'm not. I did that outside. And then he faints because he's so fucking drunk. Like, that was one of the things I would have loved to see in the TV show, but it probably got edited out for time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Which they had to do.
That's the only bad thing about a TV show is a lot of the stuff you like has to get took out.
Yep, exactly. Now, what is your least favorite Jamie quirk?
His stubbornness, which is also his strength, ironically enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, he can be so fucking stubborn and hard-headed.
Yeah.
Jenny went lying when she said that his head was as thick as an iron pot.
Yeah, she wasn't lying. She was goddamn right with that one. Yeah, you know what? I think there's some things, like, he's made poor decisions in the past, you know, because he's got a good heart, right? And he sees kind of the good in people, or tries to at least see the good in people. So there's been times where he's, you know,
helped people
who
stuck his neck out.
Well, exactly. Like, especially for Bonnet, you know, he helped Bonnet out. And then, like, you know, him and Claire got fucked over as a result. Right. So it's just, I can't say that I hate that quirk about him because obviously he's done good with that. But there's other times where it's like, oh, you should have seen this coming. Right. And then, because he's so stubborn.
Yeah, then he'll barrow his foot down. I will say that most of the time, he'll at least admit when he's wrong.
That's true.
We'll give him that, even if he is a stubborn pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay, your favorite personality trait about Claire?
I don't mean this to be, because I do, I think.
Claire is one of those characters where her strengths are also her weaknesses if she takes it too far, I think.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, you know, her jumping in Like, that's probably one of her worst traits, but it's also one of her best ones.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
She's,
I mean, she's a woman of the 20th century, right? So she's definitely a lot more confident than other, you know, women of that time period, right? Or at least from of the 18th century. Yeah. So like she's definitely got that more confidence, but which I kind of like. I like that she's not afraid to do stuff. She's, you know,
she's balls to the wall.
Yeah, and she knows most of the time, you know, what she's doing. Especially with the medical side of it. She's very good at what she does, you know, and we see it her as a nurse, right? But then, you know, later on in the novels, we see it as her as a doctor. Like, she fucking just did it, you know. She was unimpressed with this whole, you know, post-war being the 1950s housewife. So she just went and, you know, strived for something, and she fucking did it. And that's, you have to respect that.
Her perseverance is probably one of her biggest, you know, good personality traits.
You say it so much more eloquently than I do.
It's them damn SAT tests I had to take in high school.
What are those?
Oh, only something that you start preparing for in seventh grade.
Really? I don't think we have.
Seriously,
it.
We took our PSATs, which is a like pretest of an SAT, in like seventh grade. Mm. I ended up making the equivalent of like a 1390 on it, so it's not terrible. So, but yeah, that's when we start. So they also do this like whole thing where every day you got a new vocabulary word. So,
has that worked for the U.S. educational system? I'm sorry. We're going off topic. We're going off topic.
So if I were to say, I would agree with you that perseverance is, you know, probably my favorite Claire quirk. But my least favorite Claire quirk is that she doesn't fucking use her head.
No.
She's impulsive as hell.
Yeah, she's very impulsive. You
Jamie
know,
says, stay here. Okay. Oh, look, let me run over here and do this, even though Jamie told me to stay put. And then she gets mad when she gets called out on it.
Yeah.
You know, and tries to throw it off on him. It's your fault. He's like, well, I'm not the one that fucking ran, okay?
Well, exactly. Like, that's that's one thing in the first novel where, you know, he tells her to stay here, and then she's like, I'm just gonna go to the stones. Fuck that guy. You know, and then she falls in the novel. She falls into the like a river or something. It didn't happen in the show, but yeah, in the novel, she falls basically into a river and she's like pretty much drowning until, you know, one of the soldiers helps her out.
They're up. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, hey, let's tussle you up and, you know, take you to Fort William or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's, and you see it with Bree too. Like, my whole thing about Bree is it seems she takes the worst traits of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
She's impulsive.
And
she's
stubborn.
And she's got a temper, which Jamie and Claire both have a temper.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That fight scene in Voyager after she finds out about him. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Well, didn't somebody shoot somebody? Oh, no. It was Leary that shot Jamie.
Yeah, and so.
Spoiler alert.
Young Ian's like, he's been shot. He might not live.
Yeah.
And so she's fucking cussing the shit out of him while she's sewing him up, and he's like, I'm fine, fuck you.
Okay, so the next one, season one or two, which one do you prefer?
Both have merit. I'm gonna go with season one only because it was closer to the book than season two.
Where I'm different. I'm like, I preferred season two, but that's because the costuming was so much better.
Yeah, the France costumes were awesome.
The best.
So yeah, I'll go with season one only because it was really close to the original novel and not a lot got edited out when you compare it to season two, which was, you know, cut, you know, they only had 14 episodes instead of 16, so it kind of cut out a lot of stuff that they could have put in.
I thought it was 13 episodes.
13 episodes, see? I was wrong. All right, so...
At least you can admit it.
Your favorite episode of the show?
Oh, okay.
That one's a toughie.
A part of me wants to say the wedding, but, like, I mean... which is a good episode, but, I mean...
It's softcore porn.
Well, yeah, like, essentially, it's like, okay, they had a lot of sex. The end. They got married and they had a lot of sex. Like, that's what the episode is.
It was, like, 3 or 4 sex scenes.
But don't get me wrong, it was hot. But I kind of prefer the one from season two where Claire, you know, loses faith. I think that was a very potent episode.
Yeah, that's my favorite episode of both seasons. It really is. It's the one that resonated with me the most. That's the one that I felt it, you know? Like, I felt affected by Wentworth, mm-hmm. but Faith got to me a lot more. To where I was, like, dazed with it for a couple of days. And even now, I could probably start crying when I can picture her holding her baby.
It's a really sad episode. What is your least favorite episode?
This was easy. Episode 9 of season 2. Where they go to the Sly Fox. You know, Simon Fraser's house.
Yeah.
God, the editing on that episode was just awful.
Yeah.
The whole episode was off kilter. And I think, like we said before when we first discussed that one, I think it had something to do with the fact that episode 8 was so good because it was Faith. And then the next episode, they've, you know, gone 10 months or whatever. And it's just...
And there's no indication, like, we don't know what's going on, right? And then they have to go visit the old fox, and it's like, okay. And then we're back in... Like, don't get me wrong, I love that we're back in Scotland, but we were just in France. And, I mean, with France, it's like everything was so pretty and polished. But Scotland, we're back to, you know, the mud swamp.
I don't think the setting was the issue for me. It was just the off acting and the weird cut of it. And I thought the search was bad. You know, like, that was my least favorite from season one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it was with that episode. It was just awful.
Yeah, that was an awful episode, too. So, but I really liked Claire's dress in that episode, like the green one.
Yeah.
I'm all about the costumes.
Yeah. Would you consider that to be the best thing about the show for you?
Yes. The costumes for me, I just want to wear those costumes. Like,
only appropriate for us to walk around and corsets and hosiery and all kinds of 18th
Well, all I can say is, you know, if there's the off chance that Ron Moore is listening to this podcast, which surely he's not, I would gladly love to be part of the show and wear a costume. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Every girl likes to play dress up. I'm just kidding. Not every girl.
I love to play dress up.
Shit, I'm 25 and I still think it's cool to go out and not really trick-or-treat, but walk around in a costume on Halloween.
Hells yeah.
Especially if I'm the one babysitting the kids, then I get to wear a costume too. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's the best thing. I just...
candy.
I cannot wait till Halloween. Oh my god. So excited.
Okay. For me, the best thing about the show, man, there's so many things I love about it. I guess just the fact that they're actually doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so grateful. You know, I really love it. I mean, I have my, you know, like, not so favorite things about it, but I think overall it's just the fact that we have a show to begin with, because some books are still in negotiations and have been for years trying to get a TV series. I mean, A Series of Unfortunate Events, I mean, that one's been out forever, and it's just now getting a Netflix release, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. It's, we wanted this for so long, right? And they've been trying to adapt it into a TV, or not a TV show, but a movie, which would never have worked. But
Jesus, can you imagine?
Oh, good Lord. Could you imagine that story being adapted into an hour and a half long movie? There'd be no way. They couldn't do it.
It's just like Harry Potter. Like, the Harry Potter films have nothing on the books because so much gets edited out for time.
I'm honestly hoping that what they will do with the Harry Potter books is
TV show it.
Yeah, but make it a cartoon so at least that we can see, you know, the world that J.K. Rowling imagined.
That would actually be really awesome.
At least they'd just have to pay animators. They wouldn't have to have a bunch of actors and stuff, and they could probably even get
actors that could do it all the way through.
Yeah, the original cast could probably voice the characters.
Yeah, well Emma not. Watson did say that if they ever remade Harry Potter, she'd want to play Professor McGonagall. So aww. Get on it, Emma. Tell them what we the people want.
Exactly. So what would you say is the worst thing about the show? Crickets.
Oh, man. Well, I don't have an issue with the casting. I think the casting is really good.
What are you talking about? They're absolutely horrible. Sorry.
I think the way they edited Jamie's character. Jamie doesn't really get as much of the attention as he does in the books. So I would say that because, you know, they leave out so much of his character in the books and, you know, on screen, like his sense of humor, for example, you don't really see, but hints of that compared to a whole bunch of it in the novel. So I would say the way they edited Jamie's character, which should not be a problem next season because it is no longer just Claire's story anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So we're going to see, you know, more of Sam Heughan, and which will be nice. And, you know, he won't just be like a, you know, treated like a piece of meat.
He won't be Claire's arm candy.
Yeah, it's true. Well, he's kind of treated like that a little bit, you know, by the show plus kind of the fans. Just saying.
What about you? What's your least favorite part of the show? Or worst thing about it, in your opinion?
Oh, that's a good question.
Chirp, chirp.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a good question, because I don't know. That's what people always say in interviews when they're like, oh, that's a good question. It's because they don't fucking know.
That's a good placeholder. That's what that is.
It really is, but
good question. That gives me a couple of seconds to rethink my answer before I say something.
Or you could go on a whole monologue about it when I don't know. That's the thing. I don't really have a worst thing about the show, because I think it's, you know, for me, it doesn't really hold my interest, which is a horrible thing to say, because I do like the show, but there are times where some of the episodes don't quite hold my interest, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I would say that happened with the first episode of season 1.
Yeah.
It was very droll, you know.
And even, like, I told, there were some people that had a hard time getting into it, and I would tell them, like, you just have to push through it. Rent was another boring episode, you know? That was something that could have been condensed down to, like, half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell people, you know, like, if you just get all the way through episode 6, which is a lot for to ask somebody to do if they're not really interested, I said, I promise you, because I think that was really when it actually picked up speed, was after the Garrison Commander,
yeah,
which was probably one of the better episodes of season 1. So after the Garrison Commander, you could tell, like, it hit its stride and it just went on, and it hasn't stopped except for episode 9 of season 2.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how I feel. You know, there's times where it hasn't gotten my attention, or things could have been condensed. Like, season 2 could have been a little bit longer, I feel, where season mm-hmm. 1 could have been condensed a little more. Yes.
Season 1 could have been condensed into 13 episodes like season 2 was, and we wouldn't have missed anything.
Yeah.
When you had episodes like Rent and The Search, which could have, you know, easily been condensed into 15, 20, 30 minutes, something yeah. like that. You know, you'd have more room to do other stuff.
So what are you most looking forward to for season 3?
That's
a good question. Oh, okay. The print shop.
The print shop scene, and I don't know, getting to see Fergus grow up. I want to see, and Lord John Grey. There's a lot that I'm looking forward
yeah,
to
see. I'm looking forward to Lord John Grey, too.
Someone actually saw the casting for Beauty and the Beast, and they came out with, like, a fan picture of whatever his name is that plays Prince Adam in the live-action version.
Yeah.
And he was in Downton Abbey, too. He played Matthew Crawley. I cannot think of his name right now. But anyway, someone said he would make a good Lord John Grey. And I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? He would.
Yeah,
like, if he I would. Had a fantasy casting, it would be him.
I think for me, I'm just looking forward to, you know, seeing all the new characters, but also, like, the older characters, you know, growing up. And I also want to see more of Jamie's, you know, side of the story, too, and
which
point of view.
Definitely get.
You know, and I mean, I know. Also, you know, I kind of like the parts where it's got, you know, Claire and Bree, like when Bree's growing up. Like, I think that's kind of interesting as well. So,
yeah.
As for what I'm looking forward to the least, I know they're probably going to change this, but yeah, Mr. Willoughby, I am not looking forward to that character. It's
no, that seemed to me like just a weird way of adding tension that wasn't really there.
It was slightly racist.
He's a walking Asian stereotype is yeah. what he is.
Yeah. He really was. So when I say slightly, I mean it was kind of racist. It was really racist. He's a walking Asian stereotype, where, like, I legit was thinking Asian stereotype as his character.
Yeah, it's not my favorite character.
No.
I think the thing that I am looking forward to the least, I don't know. Aside from Mr. Willoughby, of course, I'll go with you on that one.
Yeah.
Shit. Ooh, I know. The thing with Geneva and Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be, I know that they're gonna include that.
Yeah, that was, like, very iffy.
That's one of those things in the books where it heavily debated.
Well, didn't she, like, so it's been a while since I read it, but, like, didn't she technically, like, blackmail him into having sex with her?
Yeah.
Like, that's some, like, fucked up shit. God damn it, Geneva.
Like, halfway in, and she's like, no, stop, and he didn't. And so technically it was rape.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, she was like, no, stop, it hurts, but he didn't.
Mm.
He didn't stop. So that's one of those things in the books that's not, like, it's going to be a taboo subject. We're not going to get into that one.
Gray but that's areas.
That's probably what I'm looking forward to the least. Yeah. Only because I know the shitstorm it's going to cause.
Oh, the shitstorm.
Yeah. Even though it's, you know, canon to the books, it's not like we're going to have a Sansa Stark thing here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is a good place to kind of leave her off.
Yeah. Before we leave, of course, we to mention that there was an article posted by a UK website or newspaper.
The Daily Record.
Yes. And they found out that Diana might be working on something about Frank Randall, whether it's a novel or a novella or a short story or a poem. We don't know. But Diana said she is thinking about doing it. So,
well, yeah, because somebody basically asked her on Twitter, would you ever write Frank's real story, a novella maybe, etc.? And Diana answered with yes, eventually, which it would at least give us, you know, some like a final answer about Frank's fidelity, which would be kind of nice because we don't know if it happened. And there's a lot of fighting about
also,
that one.
It would also tie in the pieces of his mystery, you know, trying to help Bree out and stuff. Like, did he know? Didn't he know? What? You know, so, yeah, I think it would be great to have at least one novella set on him. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
No, and we're still waiting on Master Raymond, so.
Oh, God, which I'd like that one, too. Now, Gracie, can you tell us
what our links. Yes. We have Tumblr, which is outlandersassenact.tumblr.com. Our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/outlandersassenactpage. Our email, in case you want to email us any questions, outlandersassenact@gmail.com. And our Facebook group, Outlander Sassenach.
Thanks for listening to us, and we hope you have a great week.
Yep, see you guys next week. Bye.